Plucking Moron, written by Christina Curtin, April 14th, 2023. Sometimes I honestly surprise myself with how totally unobservant and mindless I can be. I'm a very smart, creative, resourceful person, but my brain seems to just skip over certain things, not noticing details, not being aware of the obvious, not realizing I've been doing something for decades that has been altering my face. Case in point. If you follow my Facebook page, you'll recall that I recently went and visited my friend who does eyebrows. I was contemplating getting my brows microbladed because there were gaps from where my brows should start and where they actually were. The consultation went great, but I needed to wait to get anything done because I'm prego. The visit wasn't a waste, though. I received a cleanup, and she plotted out where she would fill in at a future visit. All good. I agreed with her placement and couldn't wait for 2024 when I could actually get this done. My gap of blank space where hair should be is like the size of the Grand Canyon. I get home that day and was telling Vince about my visit. He didn't realize the point of the consultation was to prep for a future microblading session. He thought I was just getting advice on how to grow my eyebrows. At least that's what I think he was thinking, because after I told him about my day, he just said, "That's cool. How long will it take for him to grow that way?" I immediately shot him down and said they wouldn't. There are gaps, see? It's been this way for as long as I can remember. Hair just doesn't grow there. Then, later that night, it hit me like a lightning bolt. You fucking moron. You're a fucking moron. I have been plucking my eyebrows for decades. Decades. Every day, like clockwork, it's my morning routine. I'm Italian and there's hair on my face in places where I don't want hair. The little mustache valances that drape the corners of my smile. The one mysterious blonde hair that sprouts out of my chin on occasions. And my unibrow. The unibrow, I just realized, filled in the gaps I was thinking I needed some microblading to correct. I had been plucking away at those hairs for years. Years! Blame the 90s and Courtney Cox that caused me to wheel my tweezers like a damn weed whacker. But what's worse is that I didn't think twice about it when I looked at my reflection one day and thought, my eyebrows are too short. Why are there such big gaps? I should pay money to have those filled. No, you freaking idiot. How about you stop plucking those hairs every damn morning? How about you save yourself time and money and just let the hair grow back, you dipshit? Seriously, I know I'm not stupid, but where was my brain at? What was it doing? How can I miss the obvious? So, I've stopped plucking. It's been a while, and I've had to deal with some pretty awkward growth stages. There are still gaps, and I try to fill it in the best I can as the hairs timidly make their way back to the surface. I might still need a professional to fill these out when it's all said and done. Shout out to my girl at LM Brow Studio. But seriously, it's pretty crazy how much plucking I had been doing. The one side is almost completely filled in, and the other Lucky Finn side is also making a comeback. So if you see me out in public and you notice my strange eyebrow pattern, that's why. Yes, I'm aware it looks really bizarre, but I'm trying to fix decades of plucking. Be kind. Be kind while I sit over here and call myself a plucking moron.